All right, everyone, this is part two of Influence. Giving it right back to you, Sean Decker.
Thank you, Charles. Really, the last kind of thing, you know, me and Charles were kind of talking about it between the session. And he's like, man, that was kind of heavy about the, are you a liar? And you're right, it absolutely is. And it's actually designed to be on a positive note, because if you don't realize what your influence is, how it's being maintained, then you'll lose it. And so you want to be very watchful on that side of it, because really, if you're not aware of it, by default, you will lose it. And so you want to make sure that you're really just aware of it. But the last one we're going to really talk about is your gravitational center. And this is something we've referenced several times throughout all the series, is what is your gravitational center? What is your core values? What do you always gravitate towards? And if you're not really sure kind of what you gravitate towards, again, look at your time and your checkbook. And so whatever you love, whatever you go towards consistently, you will spend your time and your money towards it. And so one of the key sides of influence is, what is your core values? What is your center? What really do you consist of? And if you're not sure of what your gravitational center is, lots of times your influence will be very limited. And you also will not be able to pull the support that you need, because your influence will be small. And so you really can't get people to come and help you. And so, for example, some of my core is to just be a giver. I love giving. I love helping people. I love watching people be successful in just different things in life. And so that's kind of just something that's part of my personality. It's part of me. And so that's, again, kind of a core center value. Plus two, I like to make money. It's fun. It's something I enjoy doing. I think you can be very successful at it, that you don't have to be greedy and mean and stingy and hateful and hurtful and all those things that a lot of people can sometimes associate money with. Money is a tool. It says that the love of money is the root of all evil, not money is the root of all evil. And so, therefore, lots of times, be aware that what you love, you will attract. It's the law of attraction. And there's several books on it and those kind of things and several series. And so whatever you love or whatever you respect, you will attract. And whatever you don't respect, you'll lose. And so if your gravitational center is just loving people, that's something I firmly believe in trying to do, is just loving people regardless of their position or their title or their status or what position they're in, is just to love everybody and not want anything from any man. It says to owe no man anything but to love him. And so, therefore, I don't want to owe anybody anything, but I just want to be, again, that type of person that's just trying to help people, that just tries to love God, my family, and other people. And so, again, these center core values is how you will gain influence, because whenever other people, for example, if they want to make money, they'll be drawn to you because of one of your core values is to make money. If one of your core values is to watch people be successful, then they will be drawn to you because they want to be successful. If one of your cores is just to love people, they will be drawn to you because they just want to love people. If you love God, and they'll be drawn to you because you love God. Now, if they don't have some of your same religious beliefs, lots of times they'll be repelled by you because you don't have same core values. And so, therefore, your influential levels lots of times are limited. So sometimes by just changing what some of your center core is, what some of your core values, you'll see your influence change. And so this is why learning and improving and changing kind of on each individual level will allow you to influence different places. And so this is also why you have to be very adaptive. is because depending on which economical, sociological, or spiritual influence that you have or area that you walk into, those core values lots of times in that different setting can be slightly different. And so by you understanding those different settings or et cetera, then you can fit in or at least make them feel comfortable. For example, if you're going to go and sit with some billion-dollar investors, you would probably want to wear a suit or something nice or those kind of things, and they would expect you to probably pay your own bill or, you know, or even treat them to a meal or whatever the case is, depending on what the particular setting or the business event is. And so this being said, when you understand that, then you can make others around you also comfortable because you understand what their core center or what their gravitational center is and what their core beliefs are. And so therefore, lots of times by understanding them and understanding what their core is, you can gain additional influence. And so it's not about you changing yourself. It's about you being sympathetic to or understanding about them. And so one of the phrases has been is nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And so by understanding some of these different influential factors, you can really kind of cause a different change or a different perception of that influence as well. And so, like, for example, when I have had people sit there and tell me that they have some particular beliefs about what has happened in the Bible. Well, I have a bachelor's in theology, and so therefore I can tell them, hey, well, I have a bachelor's in theology, and that has that that educational influence or professional influence, and so therefore they have a better understanding. Or when I go into a house and I'm doing an appraisal, I will let them know, well, you know, I have a real estate appraisals license. I've been doing this 14 years plus, and I'm able to do XYZ. And they go, okay, so again, I know what one of their particular cores are. Because lots of times they're, you know, economically concerned or interested on how much their house is going to be appraised so that they can make sure that they're going to refinance or get that equity line for different things that they're interested in doing. And so I usually after just a few minutes, you can locate people. Again, remember, ask questions, communicate, and then clarify. And so by doing that, you'll find out what people are doing, why they're doing it, and what their purpose is for doing it. And so lots of times just by listening to them a few minutes, and I heard this just recently, it says, do not listen to respond, but listen to understand. And so when you're listening to understand, lots of times, again, you will ask questions because you do not understand. And so this is how you can locate what their core and center values are. And this is so very, very important on the influential side, is because if you don't understand from what direction that they're coming from, your ability to have influence with them will be very limited. And so lots of times people have a particular belief about what someone's perception is, but they have not actually bothered to find out why they believe that way. And so, again, they haven't actually determined where some of their core values are. And so because there is no understanding of that core value, their ability to influence it is very limited. And so just be super watchful of some of them different things. And again, remember that the core value side of it is actually really, really good. And so to kind of lighten it up a little bit, if they're very sympathetic or they enjoy poetry or paintings or art or the ocean or the sea, those recreational things, you can just spend a little bit of time with them and you know, and talk about the beach or the weather and any particular poem or poetry and those kind of things to show some interest in what they enjoy and so that you are caring about what they enjoy. and that you'll spend that additional time. So lots of times, again, in the first session, we talked about doing your research. And so make sure that you're doing your research even with people. Find out what they're enjoying. Find out what they love, what they are passionate about, what their purpose is. And then you can come alongside and assist and help. And as Zig Ziglar made the comment, if you help enough people get what they want, then you'll get what you want. And so by helping these other people and being a giving person and helping them accomplish their goals and their dreams, then you'll gain that additional influence. But if you're never there to actually learn what they love and what they're passionate about and help them obtain it, then lots of times that influence will also be very limited. And so one of the benefits of this is so that you can increase your influence with people around you and help them arrive and get higher and more successful in each area. And as you do that, then again, you'll hit that fifth stage in John Maxwell where you can just change people's complete life and those perspectives. And it's just, it makes it pinnacle, I believe was the specific word. And so you can have a pinnacle change in people's life when you have consistently made people successful and consistently help them arrive at their particular goals and help them obtain them, then your influential side is just drastically increased. And that's why we've said at almost every CD, please let us know anything that we've helped you do. Anything, please let us know and do comments and testimonials on how it's changed your life, even if they're small or insignificant. Because, again, this helps my influence so that others also understand that we want to help you guys, that it's not just about us trying to make money quickly and that it doesn't have any success in it, that it doesn't have a track record, and that it's not actually, because see, if there's no results, then your ability to have influence becomes limited because people want to see things that work in life. And so again, like I've said over and over, please let us know anything that we've done, or even some things that you, didn't feel like you got out of it. Maybe we can do some additional things or some additional coaching that will, maybe clarify some of the differences. So again, cause we really do want to help. We don't want to just try to make a dollar. That's not what this is about. We all want to get paid. We all want to be successful at anything that we do. However, and we spent years in this course and to make a lot of this stuff. But again, be aware that without you guys, without your help, without your assistance, my ability to communicate a lot of this is also limited. And so too, without your feedback, I don't know how to be more helpful. And that's something that's really a big deal to me is I don't want to just stand up and say stuff, but I actually want to be effective in each one of your lives. And so please let us know. Please just let us know how it's working. And so again, I thank you so much for doing this. And if y'all have any additional questions, please let us know. And this is kind of going to wrap up this very last session. And once again, guys, thank you so much. Please visit us on The Lost Art of Value or Value to Victory. We'll be glad to do what we can. And thank you so much. These sessions have been absolutely great. And then we're going to do kind of just a review and maybe some more basic applications on the last end. And let us know some of the feedback so that we can help you as much as possible. So thank you guys so much. You have a blessed day, and we'll look forward to hearing from you soon. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.